And 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 13th of September. Beautiful morning out there, mostly clear, 62 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Opie City Clerk Joyce Wilson, talking about an alumni community meet and greet coming up this Saturday. Joyce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. How about yourself today?
I'm doing good.
Good. Well, it sounds like Saturday afternoon and evening, you've got a big meet and greet activity, which is coming up. Before we start talking about the why, let's talk about the what. Specifically, what's going to be taking place here Saturday?
Well, we're going to have a community meet and greet. It's our homecoming weekend, so we're hoping that a lot of alumni come back. And we're going to have a meeting that we start at 3 o'clock with just a meet and greet, and then they're going to do the presentation of the park project, park and school project that we're working on, and then after that we're going to have a spaghetti supper and bingo.
So a full night, so a meet and greet from 3 until 6. You got the presentation at 4, spaghetti dinner, and a bingo coming up. Well, let's talk about the project and what it all entails. This is supporting, what, a fitness center and splash pad, Joyce?
Yes, the splash pad is something that Opie Down Home, which I'm a commit part of, has been working on for several years, but they've incorporated the splash pad into the project, and the project is going to be, there's going to be a walking path, an 8-foot-wide walking path all the way around the park, and it's going to be, have 3.5 fitness stations where people can do different kind of exercises, and then the splash pad is going to be in that, across, along that walking path. And park committee, the Recreation Commission number one, which is takes care of the park, has already put in a new basketball court, and they've put in 6-foot fences around the softball diamond and new more light, additional lighting in the park. And then the project will include a new football stadium where we currently have the practice football field. They're going to make that our official football field, and we're going to have an 8-lane track around it. So, and then all the areas for all the field events, so we can actually host track meets, which will be awesome.
Yeah.
And I mean, we never have, and it's just, and the kids have never had a place to actually practice track that's really, you know, conducive to making it work better. So
you do have a rich track history in Opie too.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, we have pretty, I mean, the kids have always done really well without, but having facilities where they can actually, you know, real track around, so they can run the track instead of having to run the streets, and it's going to be just fantastic. The project also will include a field house to go along with that, and it's going to have, the field house is going to have a weight room for community, so that anyone in the community can use that weight room, and it's also going to have a community center where people can rent out for birthday parties, receptions of some sort, anything that they want for that area. We're going to build a new early child care, 0 to 3-year-old child care center, so that we included that in the, when we did the bond issue several years ago, we included one part of it, but it isn't a big enough. We need more space. So we're just building an additional building for that. And we're also going to, right now, our baseball diamond is not, we're going to turn the baseball diamond around so that it, so that the field, the home plates with the baseball diamond and the softball diamond kind of line up so that we can botch both baseball and softball at the same time if you need to. You know, have a kid on each field.
Yeah.
And we'll also be able to have regional tournaments there, too, which will be fantastic. So just that all in all, it's going to be, it's a big project, but it's going to make it so much better for the kids in the community because, I mean, an 8-foot wide walking path, we have a lot of people that walk, and they walk the streets, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
I would, it'd be so much better if they could just walk the walking
sure.
trail.
Gotcha, absolutely. Joyce, let me ask you here, given the breadth of this project, and this is honestly as involved a multifaceted project that I can remember here for a town Olpe size in our area, how much is it going to cost, and what type of funding avenues are you researching or actually pursuing at this point in time?
It's the projected project is going to cost $8.5 million. But we have a professional fundraiser who actually has ties to Emporia, has helped with, like, the Emporia Zoo, the David Traylor Zoo
yeah.
Project there, and they've helped. He's helped with fundraising for SOS and various projects in Emporia. So he's familiar with the area. I think he either grew up here or I know he went to college here and actually was at the college for a while as an instructor. So we've got some... He's got some history with the area, and so we're dealing with we're working with him to try to get the funding together. And this is our first. They've shown the project to several groups, but this is our first community, you know, laying it out to the community and to multiple people so they can see what it is we're doing.
So basically, privately funded then.
Yeah, it's gonna. Yeah, there's going to be interlocal agreements with the school and the city and the park commission and the Lions Club because Lions Club's in charge of the does some work on the park has vested interest in the park. So there's going to be interlocal agreements with all of them. So we for taking care of the different aspects of the project after it's built. But so it's definitely a community thing.
Yeah.
Not
indeed.
Not school. It's not city. It's everything.
Understood. Joyce Wilson again, Olpe City Clerk, joining us here as the Newsmaker segment continues. The alumni and community meet and greet, which is coming up with this huge community project, starting at 3 o'clock Saturday at the Knights of Columbus Hall, going until 8 o'clock or thereabouts. Joyce, how did the different components of this come together, and why was the decision, I guess, finalized to pursue this as one huge combined project as opposed to maybe the individual components that are attached?
The individual components, it's just going to work better to have it all together. They had originally, I mean, before the school did their bond issue, they had started the project to try to get the new football stadium and track. And then, you know, the down-home committee was working on the splash pad, and the park committee was working on trying to get sidewalks in the park and things. And when we had the bond issue for the school, they dropped the stadium, the football stadium issue, and everything kind of got put back. And when after the bond issue was passed and everything was good, we wanted to pursue this again. And the committee got together again and said, we really still want to do this, and why not incorporate everything as one project? It'll be done in phases. I mean, we'll still do we want to get started on parts of it, but, well, like they've already done the basketball court because they got funding for that, and that was like $75,000 project between the basketball court and the lights and the street and the fencing and everything. So they've gotten that done, but the funds that they raised can also go be used as matching funds for the project, for the big project.
Okay.
So, but it just makes sense to do it together.
Well, and I guess this is obviously in the early stages, Joyce, but any kind of timeline you would like to see? I mean, have you talked about that?
Well, I've got a grandson that's a freshman in high school. I'd like to see him play on the new field.
There we go.
There you go.
That would be fantastic. But I think realistically they really need the early child care center. And so that's something that we're pursuing different avenues for funding on that, different trusts that are interested in that sort of thing. So it's just going to be, not sure when the entire project's going to be done. I'm hoping within less than 5 years.
I will have to say this. I drove, my wife and I drove through Olpe, I think about a week ago, and I think you're going to be needing a bigger sign for all of these state championships, one at the high school.
Yeah, agreed.
You know?
Well, and plus a bigger town sign, the LED board that's coming up,
there
too.
There it is. You got so many state titles to display. So anyway, so again, the alumni community meet and greet at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Olpe this Saturday, 3 until 8 p.m. Anything else we need to add here, Joyce?
Everyone is invited. It's not, you know, it's not just Olpe community for that matter. We'd like to invite everyone that's interested in helping us and actually seeing the project. I think once people see what the project is, they'll get as enthusiastic about it as I am. So, I mean, I just think it would be so wonderful for the kids to be able to practice track on a track.
Yeah.
You know, and the football field would be, a new football field would be great. Not having to have the baseball diamond right now is the outfield is the football field right now. So it would be great to have a dedicated baseball diamond. You know, things like that. I just think that people will be, once they see the project and actually see what we're trying to do, I think they'll be enthusiastic about it.
All right, so in case people would like more information here about the project, you know, really what's happening here Saturday or just the project in general, how do they do that?
They can contact the school, Dr. Argabright at USD 252, or they can call me here, 620-475-3780.
Joyce, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, guys.
Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, Joyce Wilson, who is the Olpe City Clerk. It is a huge project. That's an $8.5 million proposed project that includes many facets, as you just heard. But that's coming up Saturday at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Olpe from 3 until 8. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slot every weekday morning, every 7:20 to about 7:30, give us a call, 620-342-1400, or email... do have basically this week full and next week filling, so please call us if you want to get on the schedule. Jane Linhart will be our guest tomorrow morning as we talk about upcoming homecoming activities, which will be taking place for Madison High School.
In Madison this weekend, and they have a boatload of stuff there, too. Our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. 7:33, sunshine, 62 degrees. Stay tuned, we'll check the weather next.
What's better than getting a new iPhone? Also getting an Apple Watch on us with 1 month free service. You heard that right. At Next...